Sometimes overlooked due to the influence of other northern powerhouses, Leeds is home to a thriving musical history of its own that has shaped many of the genres still heard in Britain today. Leeds is a rock and roll city, a reputation built on a history of iconic live performances. Since 1999, the city has co-hosted the Reading and Leeds Festival at Bramham Park every single summer. Just outside the city, festival goers can pick up a shuttle bus from Leeds Station and catch some of the world's biggest acts every summer. And The Who's Live at Leeds, considered by many to be the greatest live album of all time, was recorded at the University of Leeds Refectory on Valentine's Day in 1970. The recording featured the band at its most visceral, with legendary Keith Moon excelling on the drums, and cemented the band's reputation as the greatest live spectacle in the world of rock. But Leeds has also spawned plenty of its own musical heroes, from the Spice Girls' very own Mel B to synth-pop king's Soft Cell, to the forefathers of indie rock The Wedding Present and 1990s anti-establishment rockers Chumbawamba. More recently, students Gwilym Sainsbury, Joe Newman, Gus Unger Hamilton and Thomas Stewart, who met at Leeds University, which is just a 14-minute walk from the station, came together to form the band now known as Alt-J. Their sound is a distinctive ode to the rock and roll essence of Leeds and can be heard in some of their most famous songs like Breeze Blocks, Left Hand Free and Matilda. The Kaiser Chiefs are another band originating from Leeds. The band members, so we have Ricky Wilson, Andrew Whitey White, Simon Ricks, Peanut and Nick Hodgson, met at around 11 years old at St Mary's Catholic High School in the village of Menston, which is a 20-minute train journey from Leeds Station. To date, they've released 7 albums, including the Mercury-nominated Employment. Their breakthrough song from that album, I Predict a Riot, was heavily inspired by a night out on the streets of Leeds. The story goes, apparently drummer Nick was DJing at a nightclub that got so chaotic the club boss uttered the immortal words, I predict a riot. Leeds has been synonymous with many scenes and is often known as the home of goth, spawning not only Sisters of Mercy, but also The Mission. Perhaps lesser well known is Leeds' pivotal role in the development of UK hip-hop. During the 1960s, a new wave of immigrants from the Caribbean set up sound systems in cities across the UK, and Leeds was no exception. In areas like Chapeltown, around a mile from Leeds city centre, sound systems gave young people the chance to hear Jamaican reggae and dancehall, and later the opportunity to experiment with the technological capabilities of turntables. These new songs inspired early breakdancers and beatboxers, as well as aspiring DJs like George Evelyn, also known as Nightmares on Wax. By 1992, the city's thriving hip-hop scene led to the creation of Low Life Records, Britain's biggest hip-hop label. While London may be home to most of the UK's modern rap artists, it was Leeds that spawned much of British hip-hop culture. We've gone through Leeds' rich musical history and diversity, but now let's look at where to experience this music on a night out. Aside from buskers lining the streets, finding music venues is not hard in this city. A quick walk out of Leeds railway station and past Kirkgate Market, you'll find yourself at the Corn Exchange, home to Released Records and KMAH Radio, responsible for championing the city's local artists. Or walk along the river to community venue Wharf Chambers, where for a small membership fee, you'll get to taste the top underground hub in Leeds. For live music, visit Brudenell Social Club, less than a 15-minute walk from Burley Park Station, or smaller venues like Seven Arts and Chapel Allerton nearby. For bigger gigs, try the O2 Academy in Leeds or First Direct Arena, and for an outdoors venue in the summer sunshine, Roundhay Park has hosted megastars like Robbie Williams or more recently Ed Sheeran. And pay particular attention to one of the best new bands and one of the most exciting live acts you can see that have come from Leeds in recent times, and that is Yard Act. All in all, music pulses through every corner of Leeds. Enjoy.